You're listening to SBS News.
A doctor says US President Donald Trump has no COVID-19 symptoms and he continues to do extremely well. Dr. Sean Conley gave the positive outlook in a letter a day after Mr. Trump was discharged from hospital where he was being treated for COVID-19. In a social media post on Twitter, he ordered Republicans to call off coronavirus economic stimulus talks with Democrats until after Election Day in November. White House Deputy Press Secretary Brian Morgenstern is pushing the blame onto House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for complicating stimulus talks.
Unfortunately, the Speaker decided she would rather zero than $1.6 trillion. But the fact is, the Democrats have not been negotiating in a serious way for a long time. It was the President who announced it, but they've had this posture for a while. The things that everyone still agrees on, we were still supporting, and it was just the Speaker was holding it up. The President decided it's time to move on to things we can accomplish, like a Supreme Court nominee. But the fact is, our position has always been clear that we support funding for jobs and for schools and for things connected to COVID.
COVID-19 has infected about 7.5 million Americans and killed over 210,000 people. Mr. Trump claims he feels good after doctors said he had no symptoms anymore. While recovering in the White House, Mr. Trump tweeted, "Coronavirus is far less lethal than the flu." That tweet was marked as potentially harmful by Twitter moderators, while Facebook removed the post entirely from its platform. But it's his suggestion that Americans shouldn't be afraid of COVID-19 that has provoked the most public outrage, including COVID-19 patient Timothy Schmitz.
If he did receive drugs that made him feel better, that doesn't mean the rest of us are going to be, the rest of the general population in the United States is going to be privy to those drugs. He's the President of the United States. He has access to things that we do not.
The economic impacts of the pandemic continues to ripple across the global economy. Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund, Kristalina Georgieva, says the US needs a fiscal stimulus injection as soon as possible.
Given that we are not out of the woods yet, continuous support is necessary, and the good news is the US can afford it. The sooner, the better, so we don't risk bankruptcies and unemployment coming because of premature withdrawal of support. And that is actually the core of our message. Do not cut lifelines prematurely.
Ms. Georgieva projects the recovery will be partial, uneven and uncertain, and only a couple of countries that succeeded in containing the virus will see a V-shaped recovery. The World Trade Organization is predicting global trade will take a hit this year, with merchandise expected to drop by more than 9%. But it's a more optimistic figure than the nearly 13% decline projected in April, thanks to increased demand for healthcare goods and electronic equipment in June and July. WTO Deputy Director General Yi Xiaojun says the pandemic has disrupted the global economy in unprecedented ways.
Trade has played a critical role in responding to the pandemic, allowing countries to secure access to vital food and medical supplies. One of the greatest risks for the global economy in the aftermath of the pandemic would be a descent into protectionism. International cooperation is essential as we move forward.
In Belgium, Prime Minister Alexander De Croo is tightening coronavirus restrictions across the nation. He says close contacts per person will be limited to a maximum of 3 outside of a household, and bars will close at 11 p.m. in a bid to slow the spread of the disease. People at tables will also be restricted to 4 with social distancing.
The situation in our country is preoccupying and serious. We see that almost everywhere in our country the number of cases is rising. We see the number of hospitalizations growing, as well as the number of deceased in hospitals. In some hospitals, the situation is really critical. We will do everything to avoid a new lockdown. This is in everyone's hands. If we do not respect the rules, we will go towards even stricter measures.
More than 130,200 people have been infected in Belgium since the start of the pandemic. In England, the number of people being admitted to hospital with coronavirus has jumped by a quarter in just one day, the largest daily figure since the beginning of June. It comes as council leaders and mayors in Leeds, Liverpool, Newcastle and Manchester have written to the health secretary saying the current restrictions are not working effectively enough. Finland has also reported its highest daily number of infections since the pandemic began. Italy is working on a proposal to make masks compulsory nationwide. Health officials in Brazil have recorded 41,906 new coronavirus cases, the highest daily figure in almost a month. And in Iran's capital, Tehran, authorities say face masks will be mandatory in public from Saturday after a daily record of 4,151 new cases during the third wave of the virus. And you can keep up to date with the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.